The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Greeny in New York, delighted you are here as we get up with you the week of the draft.
Listen, I'm just talking because I was scheduled to talk right now.
Mel Kiper, who was sugar rushing on pumpkin pie. Dominique Foxworth, who hates pumpkin pie. And Tim Hasselbeck, who I've never asked one way or the other.
How in the hell these guys going to play together?
If Mac Jones is your yum and you like pumpkin pie, more power to you. Get pumpkin pie. I personally prefer a more delicious pie and sweet potato.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's all you TV people want to talk about.
That's a weird thing to say, isn't it?
I like sweet potatoes, but not in a pie.
You may have screwed it up a lot, but you got this one right.
What is wrong with you?
If you're a big guy, big lineman, you want a bunch of dead cockroaches and folded metal chairs.
I have absolutely no idea what that means.
And just like Ryan doesn't like Mac Jones and Marcus likes Justin Fields.
He's saying it.
Don't you say that.
He's saying it.
I ain't saying it. Mac Jones is fine.
Put it on the bottom line right now. Ryan Clark says Mac Jones is fine.
Shefty gave me the vibe of loud noises.
This is always such a glaring reminder. Like, we get paid for this. Yeah. For this kind of cut-uppery, it's absolutely ridiculous. That, of course, the best of the week here on Get Up. L. Duncan and Kevin Negandhi. You tired? You good?
No, I'm good. I'm fueled here on the draft, riding the high of our analysts.
All right, let's do it. What do we got coming up on Get Up, Kevin?
Well, we knew this draft would be about the quarterbacks, L., but who knew we meant this quarterback? Aaron Rodgers tells the Packers he doesn't want to return. Is there a team on the clock for the NFL MVP? And everyone said Belichick needed to move up for a franchise QB. How the NFL draft played right into the Patriot way. Plus, Chicago moves up to bear down on a new franchise QB. That and more on Get Up right now this Friday morning. And let's get to some round one takeaways. Let's bring in Dominique Foxworth. What was your one big takeaway last night, Dom?
Not as crazy as I thought it was. Like, I think most of us who understand football could not understand why we thought Mac Jones was going to go number three. And last night, we found out that it's okay. We were all right. The world is not crazy because Trey Lance went there and took his time walking up to that podium to go to San Francisco, which is in contrast to Mac Jones, who was walking like a mall lady before 8 a.m. up there, because he was, like our RC said, he's fine, but he is not Trey Lance.
RC, the Bears went shopping. What's your takeaway?
That the Bears went up and got a guy. Listen, Ryan Pace understood that he may not have many drafts as the Bears GM if he didn't get this right. Justin Fields falls. For whatever reason, he makes it past 10, and Ryan Pace does whatever he needs to do to get him. I believe whatever he needs to do to try and save his job. Now it's on Matt Nagy to do the right things offensively and schematically to make this thing work.
Dano, your takeaway on the quarterbacks.
What up, Doe? I think the pressure is on these coaches now in San Francisco and Chicago, and the word I'll throw out there, develop. You know, Kyle Shanahan's a great offensive mind. He's never really had to develop a young quarterback. The pressure is on to go do that with Trey Lance. Matt Nagy needs to do for Justin Fields what he did not do for Mitchell Trubisky. Figure out what he's great at, major in it, figure out what he struggles with, and not expose him to it. But both these young quarterbacks, or both these young coaches, need to develop these young quarterbacks.
All right, these three are coming right back. Cannot wait to talk about the big story. That was the story all afternoon leading into the draft, and that was broken by our Adam Schefter. League sources telling Schefter that Aaron Rodgers is so unhappy with the Packers that he has told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. Last night, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst addressing the report. Listen to this.
He's our quarterback. He's our leader. We've been working through this for, you know, a little while now. And, you know, I just think it may take some time, but he's the guy that kind of makes this thing go. So he gives us the best chance to win, and we're going to work towards that end. And I do think he'll play for us again. But no, we're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers.
Shefty, this will be a developing story, not only today, but the rest of the offseason. What is the latest on Rodgers and this Packers situation?
Well, you heard the general manager there. They've been working on it for a while. It may take some time, and Brian Gutekunst believes that Aaron Rodgers will play for the team again. I'm not quite sure that Aaron Rodgers believes that at this point in time, but that's up to the Packers and Aaron Rodgers to hash out. Aaron Rodgers is a very headstrong, determined, stubborn individual. I think if you asked him the names of the 23 teams that passed him up in the draft, he still would remember that now. And he has told some within the organization that he doesn't plan nor want to return to Green Bay. He's also at a different point in his life right now, having recently gotten engaged to an actress. And so there's a whole host of factors that enter into this. And let's remember the fact that, of course, 1 year ago, the Green Bay Packers traded up to draft a quarterback and didn't tell Aaron Rodgers that they were drafting a quarterback in advance. There's a slew of factors that have contributed to the fact that he is disgruntled and not pleased with being in Green Bay. And again, he's at the point of his career where he's got a lot going on. You wonder if and when he will go back there. The Packers want him to go back. They just don't know exactly how to approach this right now. And they've had at various points this offseason, their team president, Mark Murphy, their general manager, Brian Gutekunst, and their head coach, Matt LaFleur, all fly out west, all to meet personally, face-to-face with Aaron Rodgers, who has not budged to date and still has not left the Packers with the answers that they were seeking, Kevin.
And remember, the Packers don't have a singular owner, one man or one female who could just make this all go away with a big check and rewriting a new contract. Now, what is the sense around the league that a trade will happen this offseason or they'll resolve this?
Well, you heard Brian Gutekunst last night saying, we are not going to trade Aaron Rodgers. And they've been steadfast in continuing to say that over and over and over again. But again, Aaron Rodgers also is going to have some say here, and there have been enough teams that have inquired. The Los Angeles Rams inquired to the Green Bay Packers back in January before being quickly dismissed. The 49ers general manager John Lynch said last night that you hear all this noise, and when it's the reigning MVP, of course you make a call reading the tea leaves, and that he saw right away that it wasn't going anywhere. But there's no way that the Green Bay Packers, in my mind, would trade Aaron Rodgers in the NFC. If they ever budged off their stance of saying that they're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers, it would be out of conference. And they're not even at that point right now, and we don't know that they will get to that point. But if Aaron Rodgers, again, applies the pressure and says, I'm not coming back, I'm not going to play in Green Bay again, I'll retire before I play in Green Bay, is Green Bay still going to hold to its stance of, well, we're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers? And that's part of the intrigue to this whole situation, because if you look at it over time, Kevin, Aaron Rodgers is the reigning MVP, but there's never been an MVP that has been traded the following offseason. The only two NFL players who won MVP and didn't come back to their team the next season, Norm Van Brocklin in 1960, Jim Brown 1965, both players retired.
We could be facing an unprecedented situation this offseason for much more. Oh, this should be really good. Let's go to L.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky tweeted this last night trying to offer some perspective. The Packers' last 10 first-rounders have been 9 defensive guys and the quarterback selected to replace Rodgers. I can imagine Dan Orlovsky from his penthouse suite in Cleveland, like, angry tweeting, like, what the fudge? You're the first person on the screen right now, Dan, whose opinion we haven't gotten about Aaron Rodgers. So I'll start with you. Your reaction to the news.
The Packers don't really care what Aaron Rodgers thinks. I mean, their actions speak louder than their words. Brian Gutekunst can sit there and sit like, hey, we're committed to Aaron Rodgers. No, you're not. You weren't committed to him last year when you took his replacement. You started this process. You weren't committed to him last year when you took a tailback in the second round. And then the news breaks, and all of a sudden you take another defensive player. When there's a player like Elijah Moore sitting there, a wide receiver from Ole Miss, go get him another receiver, Terrace Marshall Jr. Go get him an offensive lineman. I do something to go, Aaron, we're going to try and work through this. And that's where I sit here right now today, is like Green Bay's decisions and actions speak louder than their words. And we just heard Schefter kind of lay out this timeline of exactly what has gone on over the past couple months. And this is about relationships. This isn't about money. And at some point, the relationships become beyond repair. And my question that I sit after the 18 hours since this news broke is, what else can they do? You know, what else can Green Bay do to think that they can try and fix this relationship? Shefty said multiple people have gone out and taken trips out there to try to fix it. That hasn't done it. They've offered him a contract extension. That hasn't done it. And then last night you take another defensive guy. So what else can they do to sit there and think that they're going to fix the mess that they created?
Fox, I'm just so interested about the timing, though. You're upset that they drafted Jordan. They drafted him a year ago. You played the entire year. So methinks that it's not really a coincidence that all of a sudden, hours before the draft, a year to the date that they drafted Jordan Love, you hijacked the draft with this kind of information. I mean, this doesn't feel like to you sort of Aaron Rodgers aggrandizing a little bit?
No, I mean, maybe it took him a year to figure out this situation. Maybe they were like, hey, we're going to try this polyamory little thing. We're going to move the mistress in the basement. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. Let me feel this out, see if this works for me. He gave it a year, and he realized at the end of the year, I'm still mad. This ain't going to work. If she's not moving out the basement, then I'm moving out. So I understand where he's coming from. He gave them an MVP caliber season, and some players are different. You can't treat a future Hall of Fame Aaron Rodgers like you treat everybody else. And Aaron Rodgers is doing them a favor. You want to draft a quarterback for the future? You want to plan for the future? Fine. Trade me. You can get a bunch of first-round picks, and you can continue planning for the future without me.
Okay, that's fine. You keep throwing out that analogy. Let me offer you another one that me and my girlfriend say all the time. How you get them is how you'll lose them. If you get you a man that's already involved with someone, that's exactly how he'll leave you. This is what the Packers do, okay? He did this to Brett Favre. He knew that this is what they do. I don't understand why there's so much shock and awe here. This is what they do. Chef,
it doesn't have to
thoughts.
Be. Sorry, go ahead, Chef.
Well, but also the timing is purely coincidental. This story could have been told a month ago. This story could have been told 2 months ago. The story happened to have been told yesterday, and it was not Aaron Rodgers grandizing the draft. It was not anything in particular. It just came out because I think the 49ers made a call to the Green Bay Packers about Aaron Rodgers, and speculation was going to swirl about Aaron Rodgers. And basically, we decided to run the story then. The story could have run on Monday. It could have run last Monday. It could have run last month. This was not Aaron Rodgers sending out a message. This was not the Green Bay Packers sending out a message. This was an issue that had been simmering in the NFL, that there were people on various teams that knew about it. It had been going on. Aaron Rodgers has been telling people out in Malibu he doesn't want to go back out there. So there's a bunch of people that knew and were aware. Completely coincidental that it comes out the day of the draft, because it's just gone on that
long.
That's
a very,
nobody was.
That's a very fortunate coincidence.
So you're not buying it,
it's
RC?
It's 100. As the person who wrote the story, I'm telling
whoa,
you it's a coincidence.
Whoa, Chef. Chef, man, he's trying to fight
Adam,
you, RC.
First off, hey, Adam, all I'm saying, cooler. Nose base, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying that it's a fortunate coincidence. I'm agreeing with you that it's a coincidence because you broke the news. You're Adam Schefter. You run the show. I said that yesterday. I'm not arguing that point. What I'm saying is it's fortunate that if you're Aaron Rodgers, this is the perfect time for it to break. It not only hijacked the draft news, but we didn't have to talk about Tim Tebow trying out at tight end all day. That's why I'm grateful for it. And so now, if you're Aaron Rodgers, it is true. Yes, what Aaron Rodgers did is smart, and this is the reason it's intelligent to me. We all thought as soon as Jordan Love was drafted that Aaron Rodgers would have an issue, that he wouldn't be a great teammate. Or let me say I thought that he wouldn't be a great teammate, that the quarterback room would be rough, that it wouldn't be a great year for the Packers, but it was, and he balled, and he was the MVP. And now is the perfect time to say that if you're another team, come get me. I'm the reigning MVP. I'm unhappy. Green Bay, I'm not coming back. And you can go host Jeopardy. You can go marry your actress wife, because you are set for life if you're Aaron Rodgers. And if I'm him and I truly feel this way, I sit at my house and make the Green Bay Packers do the deal.
You can do all of that.
That's true, but I don't think he was pleased that it came out at all. I don't think he wanted it out there and people knowing that he doesn't want to go back there, even though he'd been telling an awful lot of people that he wasn't planning to go back there.
Okay, there it is. So Aaron Rodgers was not behind the timing of this whatsoever. All I know is at the end of the day, this only needs to result in Aaron Rodgers becoming a Denver Bronco. No pressure, Mac. Whoa. We just need you to be, I don't care how
nice
it all came out, just become a Bronco.
End, right?
We need you to be the long-term replacement for the guy who won 6 Super Bowls for us. How are the Patriots going to use Mac Jones? Kevin, our insider, is going to tell us. Coming up, speaking of pressure, Justin Fields comes to Chicago with the job security of others on his shoulders. why this Bears pick could be so impactful. This is so unfair.
You know, fanning the flames of
you know
a fight here?
Every time.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Friday morning on Get Up, Kevin Negandhi, L. Duncan with you, filling in for Greeny, who's hosting the draft tonight. Round one was supposed to be all about the quarterbacks, and it started with what we all knew. Trevor Lawrence would go number one to the Jaguars, and then Zach Wilson out of BYU would go to New York with the Jets. The Niners then picked third, and they were linked to Mac Jones early in the draft process. And for a brief moment, maybe the availability of Aaron Rodgers in that conversation, they kept the pick, and they went with Trey Lance. Chicago traded up in the 2017 NFL draft to take Mitchell Trubisky. That did not stop them from doing the same thing this year, moving up to get Justin Fields at 11. And entering the draft, many of our mocks had the Patriots having to trade up to get a quarterback. Well, Mac Jones fell into their lap at 15, and Bill Belichick was fired up about it.
Cam's our quarterback, whatever position, whatever time. Jared or Mac, you know, ready to challenge and compete, then we'll, you know, we'll see how that goes.
You said that Cam's our quarterback. What exactly does that mean?
Just what I said.
Just that, I mean, if when you start practice, he'll be the first guy back there, that he's the starter. How long does that last for?
I don't know. Somebody would have to play better than he does.
It felt like Bill was about to crack there a smile. It felt like that, considering he's wearing a suit and a tie. We do appreciate that. Another man wearing a suit and a tie, of course, joining us is Mike Reese. You heard from Bill there. You were there. What's next for the Patriots QB situation?
Well, Kevin, let me add some context to that. And, you know, it wasn't just what Bill Belichick said, but it was how he said it. That first comment that he had, Cam's our quarterback, and whenever Mac and Jared are ready to come in and compete, we'll see how that goes. That was in his opening statement. It was almost like Bill Belichick was going to say, I'm not going to wait for you to ask me. I'm going to tell you because I want to try to take some pressure off Mac Jones, let him come in and learn, go through the process. And as Bill Belichick always says over the years, ultimately the players will determine who plays based on first how they learn the system and then how they do once they compete in training camp.
And you know actions speak louder than words, and Belichick has never drafted a quarterback in round number one. So what expectations should Patriots fans have with Mac Jones getting on the field this upcoming season?
Well, Kevin, you heard it. I mean, Bill seemed to go out of his way to temper those expectations, didn't he? It was almost like he was saying, this is on my time frame, not on anyone else's. But look, you pick someone 15th overall, it's a question of, you know, not if he becomes a starting quarterback, but when. I do go back to something Tom Brady used to say over the years when he was in New England. He said he had the luxury as a sixth round pick to come in behind the scenes, learn, no pressure. Mac Jones doesn't have that. So certainly the expectations there for Mac Jones. Bill Belichick going to push back on that a little bit right now, Kevin.
And different expectations with this offense, have they changed? And then brought in Nelson Aguilar as well as two tight ends. We'll see what this offense looks like. And then let's not forget all the key defensive players coming back who opted out a year ago. Mike, thank you so much. Let's go over to L.
Yeah, we saw it there on the screen. It's the first time Bill Belichick as a head coach, as we say hello to Bart Scott, has actually drafted a quarterback in the first round. Your thoughts on that quarterback being Mac Jones?
I mean, we see how fast he walked up there and whispered, this is where I want to go anyway. Be careful what you wish for trying to replace a legend, because he's in a division where he's going against a lot of young guns that are going to be there for a long time. Tua Tagovailoa, you think about Josh Allen, and now you see Zach Wilson in the conference as well. He's going to have more pressure than anybody because the standard is high there in New England. And it's only a matter of time before they ride the tread off the tires of Cam Newton. They're going to treat him like a rental car. It's going to be McDonald bags in the back, smoking cigarettes. They're going to ride the treads off the tires. And once he starts skipping rocks and skipping balls, they're going to have to go to Mac Jones, and it's going to be a lot to carry.
So just instead of replacing the tires, they're going to throw the whole car away?
Yeah, just crash that.
Okay, all right. Dan Orlovsky, Ryan Clark joining us is now. RC's always looking down because I think he likes to show off his waves. We get it. You wear a wave cap. Dan Orlovsky, your reaction to New England not having to move and Mac Jones falling into their lap?
I think the pick of Mac Jones to New England is the best pick of the draft. Everyone has heard me over the past couple months knows how high I am on Mac Jones as a quarterback because I think he does the two most important things that a quarterback needs to do, know where to throw the football and when to throw the football. My question that just I kept sitting there thinking about last night is how did Belichick know? Like, how did he know that Mac was going to be there? Because once, like, Mac wasn't taken by San Francisco, I'm like, well, New England's got to go get him. And then Denver doesn't, I'm like, New England's got to go get him. And we get to pick 10, 11, 12. I'm like, Bill's got to go get him. And how does he have the discipline to just sit there and wait for Mac Jones? Now, New England is the organization that kind of built the philosophy, tell me what a player can do, not what he can't do. And all the way up until the draft, we heard from everybody, justifiably so, Mac Jones can't move. He's not an athlete, this and that. And Bill's like, I don't care. Like, I know this guy is incredibly smart, throws the football exactly where it needs to be in ball placement, when it needs to be there, and in the right location on a consistent basis. That's why I can sit here and go, Josh McDaniels ran an offense for a really long time at a really high level. And the reminder that I would just give everybody is this. The number one thing you can do for a young quarterback is protect him. It's not a tight end. Protect him. This is a top five offensive line in the NFL in New England. I think Mac Jones plays, and he plays early, and he plays really well.
Okay, I get it, RC, that Cam Newton is not the quarterback of the future, and I understand he didn't play well last year, but playing devil's advocate, because of the pandemic, he had no opportunity really to work with New England in a new offense in the offseason. He did get COVID. They were learning how to use him and trying to figure out if he was still healthy. Is there any way that we could see Cam Newton make enough of a resurgence that he could keep Mac Jones at bay for at least a year?
I think there is, and I think that the reason is because of Bill Belichick. You know, you listen to Dan say, how did Bill Belichick wait? One, he did his proper evaluation. He knew that Mac Jones wasn't the third overall pick, and if somebody wanted to reach there, then reach. Somebody wanted to reach at 8 or 9, then reach. He felt like Mac Jones would come to him because his evaluation was right. The other thing is he didn't care if he didn't because he doesn't have some of those special traits, but he knows he can be a solid quarterback in New England. But that will take time. To learn the processes, to learn the progression, to understand how to play quarterback in New England for Josh McDaniels. And during that time, Cam Newton will get his opportunity. I believe if Cam Newton plays extremely well, this is a team that was 7-9 last year, a play away from winning in Seattle, a play away from tying or going up in Buffalo. You got the opt-outs back, and now the free agents on offense. This team could actually be playing well next year. And I believe if they are, Cam Newton has an opportunity to keep Mac Jones on the sidelines.
Why are you shaking your head, Dan? Why you got that look on your face?
Yeah, there's no way that Bill Belichick took Mac Jones because he thinks he's going to be okay or that he doesn't have special traits. Like, he took Mac Jones because he thinks he's going to be a great player. He took him 15th in the draft, RC. Like, and I get the evaluation of he didn't think he was going to be the third pick, but my point is, like, when 12, 13, 14 even come around, how does he have that discipline to know? I know no one's going to jump me to go get him, but Bill Belichick took Mac Jones because he thinks he's got traits to be great, not that he's going to be an okay quarterback in New England.
Okay, well, listen, it doesn't really matter how
good. He took Nikhil Harry, too, in the first round.
Fair. He has had some swing and misses in the first round, but it doesn't really matter if Mac Jones is accurate, if he's got no one to throw to. So we'll certainly see if the Patriots address that today. After the Bears moved up to take Justin Fields, their GM said Andy Dalton's still the starter. Wait, what? Stop.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Al Duncan and Kevin Negandhi back with you. The Bears quarterback situation, a mess last year. A mixture of Mitch, Foles, and then back to Trubisky. While Mitchell went 6-3 as a starter, the Bears decided to let him walk. He's now with the Bills. That move prompted them to go get a veteran quarterback, and they did just that, signing QB1. That is Andy Dalton to a one-year contract. Dalton expected to be the starting QB for 2021, but they weren't done making moves at the position yesterday. The team trading up from 20-11 with the Giants to take Ohio State's Justin Fields. Here's Ryan Pace, the GM on the pick of Fields and where he stands on the depth chart.
We feel really fortunate to be able to get Justin, you know, in the area of the draft. We were able to select him. The excitement throughout our whole building, you can feel it. Andy is our starter, and we're going to have a really good plan in place to develop Justin.
Dan Graziano is with us here, and you know this move. And I'm going to move a little bit closer here. Let's have some good TV here, right? All right, Dan. So let me ask you a specific question. What does this trade now mean for Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy?
Well, this is everything for those guys. This is ridiculous. This is everything for those guys. Pace traded up to get Trubisky. It didn't work out. Nagy obviously went there. Trubisky was not his guy. He wasn't able to make it work with Trubisky. If he's not able to make it work with a second guy, and if Pace got it wrong with a second guy, they're both out, and I think they know that. So obviously they believe very highly in Justin Fields. They were willing to give up multiple picks to go get him, and I think that tells you everything they need. They're basically staking their futures on it. Hopefully it works out better for them than this microphone situation did.
Well, this is live TV, and we adjust and we move on the same way the Bears did. They adjusted in the draft, they saw an opening, and then they moved up here. Did the Bears make this move with the plans of Fields starting the season under center?
Well, you're always going to say no. You're always going to say the veteran I have on my roster is going to start, right? Because you don't want to put too much pressure on the young man. And it's possible he won't be ready. So I think that's why you're hearing this in New England. It's why you're hearing it in San Francisco. It's why you're hearing it in Chicago. Whenever Justin Fields is ready to play, he's going to play. He's their future. They need the future to be as soon as possible. So I'm sure he'll get every opportunity to beat out Andy Dalton in camp. And, of course, he may well do it. He's got the talent to do it. The question is how much time he needs to get up to speed in the NFL.
Graziano, you can be a quarterback in the NFL. Way to handle the audible as we adjusted there on the fly, on the mixed plays. And I'm thankful that you and I are both vaccinated. L, back to you.
Kevin's over here having to do chair sits just to get an opportunity for Dan to talk. And if that wasn't already off the rails, now we bring Booger McFarland into the fold. So this show is about to get real bananas. Hey, Boog. Is Field set up for success in Chicago?
What's happening now?
In Chicago, you think he's set up for success there?
Yeah, I think he's set up for success eventually. My thing is, if you're looking at Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, they were almost fired last year. Like, they got to win soon. So are they going to force him on the field soon to try to save their job? Because if they are, then that's going to be bad for them and bad for Justin Fields. Justin is a talented quarterback. Justin can do everything that, from an accuracy standpoint. As Mac Jones, he completed 70% of his passes, but he also brings the 4.4 speed. But he's not ready to play. It's going to take time. So in a private moment, are Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace going to say, are we going to do right by the kid and let him sit back and relax and get ready to play, or are we going to force him on the field and try to save our job? Because they have to win games this year. If they go 5-11, they are gone, and the next coach will reap the benefits of Justin Fields. So it's going to be all about the organization. Hopefully they're in lockstep with what they do with this kid, because he needs time to develop.
See, so he needs time to develop, but they need to win right now, right? So it feels like those are two polar opposite things. Do you think, Danny O, that Justin Fields has the ability to play captain save a front office?
Yes, absolutely. Justin Fields should take the first snap of the season. I hope Matt Nagy's watching, okay? Because Matt Nagy, it's on you now, all right? You have to do for Justin Fields what you couldn't, wouldn't, or didn't for Mitchell Trubisky. Number one, figure out what Justin Fields does really well. There's a lot of his game that he does really well as a thrower. And then there's a lot of his game that he does really well athletically. But you didn't use that for Mitchell Trubisky, and it made him a lesser player. Don't do that to Justin Fields. Don't ask Justin Fields to become, as a player, something that he isn't. Then figure out his weaknesses. Another thing that you didn't do with Mitchell Trubisky. Figure out what Justin's weaknesses are. A little bit deliberate with the football. Mechanically, he needs work. And attack it. Because you failed Mitchell Trubisky in that. For this to work in Chicago, for Justin Fields to become the player that he should become, and for Mitchell Trubisky or Matt Nagy to save his and Ryan Pace's job, it's on Matt Nagy. You got to sit there, look at yourself in the mirror, and go, I have to learn from what I failed to do with Mitchell Trubisky and make sure that I help Justin Fields, because you didn't do that in the past.
Boog?
You know, Dan, I hear everything you're saying, Danny, but if they put him out there snap one, then they are committing malpractice for that young man, because you know and I know he's not ready. Right now, they can use his athleticism, but it's about winning games, man. It's about, at some point, you got to put the RPOs to the side, and you're going to have to drop back in 2 minutes, third down in red zone, and make plays in this league, and he's not ready to do that. So if they put him out there snap one, it'll be great. It'll be a learning experience, but let's not forget, one of the greatest players of all time, Peyton Manning, threw 28 interceptions his rookie year. Like, this kid is going to struggle, and if they put him out there from day one, then they're basically saying, you know what, we're getting him ready for the next coach to come in here, and we're gone. And if that's what they want to do, then go ahead and do it.
Fox, get in here.
This team is different, and this league is different, and these players are different. So Peyton Manning didn't have anything other than his arms. I think Justin Fields' floor in his first year might be a little higher than 20-some-odd interceptions. But I still think you're right. I don't think that he is set up to succeed, not because of him, but because of that organization. If I could send a message to Justin Fields, I would be right along with L. Duncan. Don't save them. They don't want to be saved, because they are putting him in a bad, bad, bad situation right now. And I think, Booger, I love where you're coming from. I wish that they would be able to take their time, but you are expecting some sort of superhuman level of benevolence from them. They need to get him repping with the ones as soon as possible, or they are getting fired. They don't have time to pretend that Andy Dalton is the guy, because, Boog, you might be right. Maybe that Justin Fields doesn't come in and dominate right away, but you're forgetting what the alternative is. And I'm sorry that RC is no longer with us, because he would let you know that the alternative is turkey bacon, and turkey bacon ain't what nobody wants.
I love turkey bacon.
Me too.
Here's my thing. Yeah, I love turkey bacon and turkey salad. Here's my thing. The best chance for the Bears to win the most games this year with the way their football team is Justin Fields on the field. It's not going to be with Andy Dalton, because the weakness of this football team is their offensive line. And the thing that an athletic, mobile quarterback that can get away from pressure will help is a bad offensive line. And also, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace aren't going to save their jobs with Justin Fields on the bench.
How did that athletic mobile quarterback work with Mitch Trubisky? Like we've seen the athletic mobile quarterback, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, in this offense. It still didn't work.
The defense has carried this team.
That's why I looked into the camera and said, pressure's on you, Matt Nagy. Do it better than the last time you did, because if you do the same thing, you're done.
So the only thing I need to say is these two guys said they love turkey bacon. No respect. No one loves turkey bacon.
Yes.
You deal with turkey bacon. No one on earth loves turkey bacon.
I actually do like turkey bacon.
I love turkey bacon.
Me and Kevin are not down with the swine.
Over the swine?
We're not down with the swine.
You love it over the swine bacon?
Ever been to a petting zoo? Do you see what pigs eat? No, thank you, Kevin. A year after the Packers drafted his replacement, Aaron Rodgers dropped a bomb on the team. Why Green Bay's response in the draft may have added more insult to their star. Get up, or just stay up if you're me and Kevin.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
We're back on Get Up, Kevin Negandhi, L. Duncan, with your best and worst picks of the draft. And I'm going to start with Ryan Clark. What would you say was your best pick from last night?
Listen, I love the Michael Parsons pick. If you're the Dallas Cowboys and you let things get to that position because you lose some things and some accountability up front with J.C. Horn and obviously Pat Surtain, then you get an opportunity to get the best player in the draft from a defensive perspective.
Fox, who gets your gold star from last night?
Yeah, I got to go with the Chargers. I thought that we've been raving about how the Patriots were patient enough to let Mac Jones fall to him. Rashawn Slater, possibly the best tackle in this draft. I think the second best to Penei Sewell, but certainly a first day potential all-pro type of left tackle. They got him to fall for him without needing to trade up to protect their young quarterback in Justin Herbert. So that's a win.
And lastly, Danio, what's your favorite pick from yesterday?
Well, certainly wasn't the Green Bay Packers taking cornerback Eric Stokes. I think it's the worst pick when it comes to the situation. Okay, this is the last 10 drafts, this is their 9th defensive player that they've selected in the first round. And they had players left like Elijah Moore, a wide receiver, a couple offensive linemen that they could have done to help kind of appease Aaron Rodgers. As a general manager, you can't say we're working through it, and then, hey, with our first round pick, we took another defensive guy. So I just think the Packers dropped the ball last night when it came to the draft in the first round.
We've had a couple of guys on this show here to say, obviously, the Packers don't give a damn about Aaron Rodgers because they decided to go corner. Let's bring in a guy who would know that intimately. He's our Packers reporter, Rob Demoski. What did you make from the comments from the GM, Brian Gutekunst, after Shefty's report?
L, one thing's clear. He said, we're not trading him. Like, he said that multiple times. Now, it's interesting, incidentally, that a source told me Rodgers does not have a no-trade clause in his contract. But Gutekunst said, we're not trading him. But here's what he did say, and really it was more like a recruiting pitch to me. He said, hey, the reason that we think this is the best place for Aaron is we were 26-6 last 2 years, 2 NFC Championship game appearances in a row. We think we have a good team. We have a head coach who runs the offense that he likes. And one other thing, I just want to check my notes here, Al. Oh, yeah, we're not trading him. That's what he said.
That's interesting because I think we've all sort of – Aaron Rodgers with a no-trade clause in his contract. That's interesting and something new, I think, and revelatory. When and how does this eventually get resolved, in your opinion?
Okay, so every time we hear Brian Gutekunst or someone from the Packers talk, you think, oh, this is going to work out okay. And then every time you hear somebody from Rodgers' side, you think, well, there's no way that this is working out, and he's either playing elsewhere or not playing at all in 2021. Now, the natural comparison is Brett Favre, of course, because the transition went from Favre to Rodgers. But maybe a more apt comparison is what happened with Russell Wilson this year, where he expressed some unhappiness, and it appears that they have smoothed things over, at least for the time being. At least that's the hope, I'm sure, on the Packers' part. But at this point, it looks like it's going to go a while because they're not trading him now, which means we could take this right up to training camp, possibly even the start of the regular season, before we know for sure whether number 12 is in green and gold or not.
There's also a specific date where they can save a ton of money if they decide to part ways with him. But again, according to Rob Demoski, they are not. Goody, that we tried to get Goody going for the GM. I'm not sure Rob will ever address them that way. Gouda, Kevin, keep the conversation going about Gouda and the Packers.
Well, thank you. Here with Bart Scott, Darren Orlovsky, and Booger McFarland. Hearing Rob Demoski talk a little bit about it, and he brought up Russell Wilson, the one thing that's different here, and the hope that the Packers say, hey, you know, they resolved it in Seattle, it looks like. Well, the Packers drafted a quarterback last year and moved up into the first round. And we heard Dan go off a little bit about the interpretation here of that cornerback pick here in round number one last night. What was yours, Bart?
I mean, it's about respect. And, right, I feel like Aaron Rodgers feels like he's been disrespected. And he says, you know what, I'm going to control the narrative. No way am I going into this season as a lame duck quarterback. You had an opportunity to give me an extension, you know, relieve some stress to go get me some help, and you decided not to. Now, listen, we can have a staring contest. The last staring contest past, I remember in recent years, is Carson Palmer with the Bengals. He decided to retire, sit out. Eventually, the Bengals got tired of it, and Hugh Jackson offered 2 first-round draft picks, and they moved on. And another example is also Jim Brown, when he was, you know, filming a movie, and Art Modell told him to come on in or retire, and he retired. So go ahead, and he might just do Jeopardy for a year and say, you know what, I'm a man of principle, and you guys hurt my feelings, so get me up out of here.
You're going way back there.
Way back machine, man.
But we're talking about great players of all time, right, and also flirting with the concept of Hollywood here. And let's go to Booger here. Booger, how do you see this ultimately playing out this offseason?
Well, Greeny, I think ultimately, as we've seen, the players are going to get their way, especially players in position of power, because if Aaron Rodgers wants to sit out, like Aaron Rodgers has made a ton of money. He can afford to sit out this year and next year. I think he's proven that right arm he is going to be just fine. So I think they're going to have to figure out a way to somehow placate to him. They've tried. They've taken wheels up across the country 6 times, and it still hadn't worked. So at some point, they're going to have to sit down in a private meeting and say, do we move on, and do we become the front office that trades a future Hall of Famer, or do we sit here and hold our team hostage and play Jordan Love? Here's the one thing. They are a Super Bowl caliber team right now. Like, they are ready to win right now. They should have possibly won last year against the Buccaneers. Tom Brady tried to give it away, but they just couldn't take advantage. But this narrative that the Packers have done wrong by Rodgers is a little bit mistaken. Like, they are a talented team. What they've not done is everything that the Bucs did for Tom Brady. The Buccaneers, anytime somebody became available, Antonio Brown, Shady McCoy, Leonard Fournette, Rob Gronkowski, the Buccaneers said, hey, go get them all. That's what the Packers didn't do, and I think because of that, Aaron Rodgers sees that and says, you know what, I want that. But this whole narrative that the Packers have done him wrong, that's not true, because the talent in Green Bay is there.
Bull, you did me wrong on that conversation, because we work in this studio during the college football season multiple times on ABC. My kids call you Uncle Boog, and you call me Greeny. Like, you didn't even call me Dari. You didn't even call me Anish or Zubin. You know what? Called me Greeny.
I apologize for that, and that's out of habit, because used to seeing Greeny in the screen. You actually look better. Your hair is better than Greeny. Hopefully he's not watching right now, or else he'll be mad with me.
Well, you're the best, Spears. Thank you so much. Let's go to Dan Orlovsky here in this situation. Hey, you know, Dan, let's talk about teams. Which teams need to trade for Rodgers right now?
Yeah, the Denver Broncos would be a team that obviously comes to mind, especially with the decision to pass on a quarterback when Justin Fields sat there at 9 last night. I think the Raiders could be a team that would be very intriguing. Obviously, San Francisco doesn't have the ammo, and they've decided to go with Trey Lance in the future, so the Broncos make a ton of sense. Kev, let's say it this way. The Packers need Aaron Rodgers more than Aaron Rodgers needs the Packers, okay? And last year, the Packers, as an organization, decided to choose the future. Right now, Aaron Rodgers, all he's doing is expediting that process. He's bringing the future to right now. And Booger, don't yell across the hallway telling me not to start an argument with you when you're the one starting an argument saying that they have been done wrong by Aaron Rodgers. Bruh, they took a quarterback, a backup tailback, and a corner in their last first and second selections. They've absolutely done wrong by Aaron Rodgers. There's no way that we can debate that.
Swagoo, step in.
They've done so wrong. Listen, they've done so wrong by Aaron Rodgers that they've been to the NFC title game the last 2 years, and they got so much talent on this team. They've just done so wrong by him. Here's the problem. They don't just placate and kowtow to Aaron Rodgers and do everything that the Bucs did for Tom Brady. That's the problem you quarterbacks have. You want everything, Dan Orlovsky. You want somebody to go get your breakfast, make your dinner, get your lunch. Listen, do some things on your own. That's the problem with quarterbacks in this country right now.
He threw for 50 touchdowns.
Y'all want too much. Do something for yourself, you lazy quarterbacks, just like you. Come on, Dan.
Well, you got to finish.
Okay, first of all, the Buccaneers placated to Tom Brady, and they won a Super Bowl, Boog. Second of all, Aaron Rodgers threw for 50. He threw for 50 touchdowns. I'm not saying the Packers roster
back, though,
stinks.
Dan. He got to get some of
what
that
I'm
cheese back. He's taking all the cheese off the taco.
They failed Aaron Rodgers the last 2 drafts.
You know what's great, though? We're done, but you guys can go continue this conversation down the hallway in Cleveland when you continue to argue.
Yes.
And by the way,
and
shout out to
Greeny. Don't call me lazy when I bust your head on the
Peloton. Allowing me to take your seat here. All right, Boog, you and I will talk later on. You know, we had a really good draft night. A guy that taken 5th last year. Why Tua should be a very happy man this morning.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We've got a special NBA Saturday night doubleheader for you on ESPN and on the app. Steph and the Warriors play the Rockets at 7:30 Eastern. And then Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets will take on Paul George and the Clippers. Our coverage starts with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern. First take at the top of the hour, Stephen A., Max, Molly, they've got their biggest draft takeaways from night one of the NFL draft. Plus, should Aaron Rodgers refuse to return to Green Bay? That and much more literally minutes from now on First Take. But for now, we continue with Get Up, and we get some final sort of thoughts here. We start with the draft winners and losers end to end. I'm going to start with you, Booger. Who was your big winner last night?
Hell, I'm going with the New York Jets. Yes, they took Zach Wilson, number one, their franchise quarterback that's going to fit perfectly into this Mike LaFleur offense. But also coming back and getting Vera Tucker, the guard. You think about a guard that can run this zone scheme. He's light on his feet, can get to the second level. So you have to have an offensive lineman also to work that. Now they need to come back and get a running back to fit into that system. But the New York Jets knocked it out of the park last night. Outstanding.
Who, in your opinion, RC, knocked it out of the park?
Listen, the Miami Dolphins, I love what they do. The more Jalen's we can get, the better. You get Jalen Waddle, and that's about speed. You get Jalen Phillips, also about speed. They added athleticism. They added explosion, and they added playmakers. This was a team that was on the cusp of the playoffs last year. They decided that Tua Tagovailoa is the future. Get him a big-time receiver that played with them in Tuscaloosa.
Fox, who are you giving a big fat thumbs down to?
It's easy. It's the Raiders. I think they reached on for Alex Leatherwood in that position, but it's not just that pick. They've had five first-round picks in the past three seasons, or the past two drafts. Only one of those players is any good. The rest of those players have been bad. So I would understand them reaching if they've shown a track record of being right, but they've shown a track record of being wrong. So they need to just look at Mel's big board and pick who he tells them to pick. Okay. Obviously, they don't know how to do it.
All right, Danny, who are you giving a oh no to?
I'm saying the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this is not about Najee Harris. A good tailback does not fix a bad offensive line. Najee Harris, a good tailback. The offensive line is the issue in Pittsburgh. It is a bottom five run game offensive line. Good run games start with big guys up front. They have the opportunity to fix that offensive line, or at least start the process to. They lost so many pieces to a bad offensive line last year, including their awesome center. Najee Harris, a good back, is not going to fix a bad offensive line. That's a miss by Pittsburgh.
Hey, let's wrap things up with our final thoughts. Neek, final thought on what you saw in round one.
Well, round one was fun. There were surprises. I enjoyed it. But I got a thought on my man Booger. How is he going to call you greenie? That's so disrespectful. I would never do that to you. You know you my Nagandi. You've been my Nagandi for a long time.
He just said that. He just said that. Yo,
hey, we're going to do this on ESPN Radio. I'm just going to fly right
through. Are we going to do this? Because yeah. I can't do this again.
First Take's next.
Okay.